MySpace. William Mugler, United Kingdom. When people ask William where he comes from, it sometimes takes a while to explain. When he was little, he and his family moved from Uganda to Sweden. When he was 11, the family moved to London. Now William lives in Enfield, a fairly typical middle-class suburb in North London. The 15-year-old has a Swedish passport, but he feels ambivalent about his nationality.
When I lived in Sweden, I went to boarding school in Ireland. So in fact, I was only in Sweden in the summers. In Ireland, I was considered Swedish. And in Sweden, I was from Uganda. Here in London, I don't really know. People aren't so hung up on where you're from, because in London, there are people from all over the world. So there's nothing strange about it here.
Continues William.
I'm still so young, but when I'm older, 35 say, I'd like to have a family. I want a good job and to live a fairly normal life. When I have children, I'll probably decide on where to live. Though I don't regret moving around and going to school in Ireland. I don't want my children to live like that. You get a bit confused when you're brought up both by Irish nuns and by your parents.
Currently, he lives with his father, mother, two sisters and one of his brothers in a traditional English terraced house with three narrow stories. William's room is at the top, and he shares it with his younger sister, Justine.
It's not that bad sharing a room. We've divided it up so that I have one half and Justine has the other. After all, I haven't got all that many things, so there's room. It gets into a bit of a mess, perhaps, but not so that it bugs us.
Though William thinks it's all right living with his family year-round, he has plans to leave London.
In London, everything goes too fast. It's just stress, stress, stress. I'm not that kind of person. Doesn't suit me. I hope to go to upper secondary school in Stockholm instead. My Swedish isn't that good anymore, but I think I'll try and get into an English class. I really don't want to live in London when I grow up. Nor in Uganda either. It's much too hot there. Sweden or Canada would suit me well.
William would like to become a television cameraman, but his father, a translator, hopes that his son will train as a journalist. When William isn't at school, he often plays basketball with his friends. Sometimes they go to parties, but William doesn't think that is much fun. Going back to Sweden every summer, however, is fun. There he sees his grandmother and other relatives. But they are not what he thinks of when he is asked what he misses in Sweden.
It's the food. Definitely. Rose hip soup, sausages and buttermilk. The food you get at a day nursery. The food in England is pretty bad.
William's room. 1. Pile of shoes and clothes. William prefers to dress in sportswear. 2. Pictures of a rapper who he likes. 3. Pictures of other hip-hop artists. 4. Poster with the cover of a book by the writer Will Self, given to William by his teacher. 5. Snowboard, a present from William's older brother, Moses. Unfortunately, there are no slopes to snowboard on in England. William looks forward to trying it out in Sweden. 6. Mattress on which William usually sleeps. He seldom uses the bed. 7. Pokemon poster put up by his younger sister, Justine. 8. Justine's bed. 9. Clothes that should be neatly folded in the wardrobe, according to William's mother. 10. Red fat laces.